Marion Blakey is the president and CEO of the Aerospace Industries Association. She was FAA administrator from 2002 to 2007 and is with me to talk about this now. Ms. Blakey, I appreciate you being on. You were just on with us last week. I mentioned this, and all of a sudden it shows up, no pun intended, on our radar screens again. So I'm grateful for you for coming back so soon to talk about this.
No, Francis, I'm delighted to, although I wish we were talking about a happier circumstance, that's for sure.
Well, I understand that, and I have a personal vested interest in this. For the sake of full disclosure, I'm supposed to fly to Orlando to Disney World on Saturday morning, so I'm hoping that everything is smoothed out, at least in such a way that I can go see Mickey Mouse.
Well, I have good news for you, because among essential personnel that they will not shut down are those who do air traffic control. So you will still find the flights go, and that part of the system will continue to work. But, you know, it is tremendously disturbing that in this economy, when we're trying to put people to work and build our economy, that we're talking about cutting off programs that are airport construction, design development around the country, the modernization of our air traffic control system, which, of course, is moving technology and our air traffic control to a satellite-based system. All of that is going to shut down, and a lot of federal workers will be going home unless the House and Senate can come to terms.
How is the FAA authorization process different than other agencies?
Well, let's put it this way. It's historically been a very difficult one, even though when I left in 2007, that was the end of my five-year term, the authorization was going to run out a month later. And we had worked very, very hard to get a successful bill and left without that accomplished. But I never would have thought we would have 20 extensions of this bill. It's different, I think, in several respects. One, and probably the most important in this discussion, is that a very sizable part of the money that supports our national aviation system comes from taxes and fees. You'll see them at the bottom of your ticket when you fly to Orlando. There are specific fees that the passenger pays into the system, and there are also fuel taxes. All of that has to be specifically authorized by the Congress for the airlines and the FAA to continue to collect that. And if tomorrow night the House and the Senate have not agreed, all of that will come to a halt. So from the standpoint of what's called an aviation trust fund, you will see an immediate hit, and you will find that there is going to be a declining amount of money to support the system. And that's not good by anyone's standards.
That was actually where I wanted to go next. Is this an ideal way to do it, or would it be more beneficial to the average person, the average flyer, to have the FAA on a system like other federal agencies where there's a standard appropriations process?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the FAA is a hybrid between a standard appropriations process, which is money that goes into the general fund that the Congress appropriates, and the FAA gets part of its support there, and part comes from this fee and tax-based system that is specific to the Aviation Trust Fund. You could take it either way. I mean, certainly an argument can be made to say support the agency entirely on the basis of the taxpayers, everyone in the country. The other way to go, of course, is to say it should be supported more or totally on the basis of those who use the system. That is a much more of a fee-based system, where the advantage of that, of course, is that it falls proportionally on those who are using it, whether it's cargo carriers, or it's individual passengers, or it's general aviation pilots. And it's much more predictable because it rises and falls according to the use of the system. However, there are others who say, you know, the whole public benefits from the fact that, you know, we have overnight delivery and we have all the advantages of an economic aviation, the economic benefits of an aviation system. So part of it, at least, should be paid by the public. It's a debate that's gone on back and forth. And most recently, the head of the Los Angeles airports just this week at a speech at the Washington Aero Club said, you know, we in the aviation community should come up with a system where we get off of the annual appropriations process because this is the kind of ups and downs that we're all hanging by, and right now hanging by a thread.
If I could just take you back to your tenure at the FAA just for a moment, you were a proponent of the next-gen system. When you add in the layer of the back and forth that we're seeing on Capitol Hill right now to the already complex idea of trying to get a big IT project like that done, it seems to me that that is just, it's like adding a weight onto a jogger. It makes it that much more difficult to try to accomplish some of the big things that the FAA is trying to do than a typical federal agency where you've got the standard appropriations process.
No, you're absolutely right. The next-gen air transportation system is going to make an enormous difference in the lives of all of us because it will very much reduce delays and the kind of fuel burn, economic, and environmental impact that we currently have from the aviation system now, which based on radar and radio communication is a very inefficient system. So we desperately need to see this new satellite-based system come in, and that's what the rest of the world is moving to also, Francis, so we'll be behind if we don't. But it is putting a real burden that this kind of controversy over the funding and the authorization is there, because lost revenue to the trust fund, if it does not get authorized by tomorrow night, is going to be approximately $200 million a week. Now, that's a lot of money that we could be putting into the investment in this system. And, you know, we don't need that. We need to move ahead in a smart way, and this certainly is not the smart way to do business.
Ms. Blakey, thank you very much for helping us understand what is going on and what this all means. I appreciate your time today.
No, I'm delighted. It's an important issue.